From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The new commander of U.S. forces in the Middle East made his debut performance in the Pentagon briefing room today. Army General John Abizaid, a Lebanese-American who's fluent in Arabic, offered a candid assessment of the situation in Iraq, with a perspective that challenged some recent comments by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. From the Pentagon, NPR's Tom Gelton reports.
U.S. forces in Iraq are under daily attacks from unidentified Iraqi gunmen, apparently with ties to the ousted Ba'athist regime of Saddam Hussein. Donald Rumsfeld has insisted that the Iraqi resistance does not amount to a guerrilla campaign, such as U.S. forces faced in Vietnam or other places. But when General John Abizaid opened his Iraq briefing today, he ignored whatever political guidance he may have had from the Secretary of Defense and told it as he saw it.
I believe there's mid-level Ba'athist Iraqi intelligence service people, special security organization people, special Republican Guard people that have organized at the regional level in cellular structure and are conducting what I would describe as a classical guerrilla-type campaign against us.
General Abizaid is held in high esteem by his fellow military officers, in part because he is perceived as being honest and straightforward. When reminded that some in the Pentagon dispute the term guerrilla activity to describe the attacks in Iraq, he repeated his characterization of what U.S. troops are up against. Cells of 6 to 8 fighters armed with machine guns and other weapons attacking U.S. troops at the times and in the places of their own choosing.
They are receiving financial help from probably regional level leaders, and describing it as guerrilla tactics being employed against us is, you know, a proper thing to describe in strictly military terms.
Abizaid says the Iraqi resistance groups are increasingly coordinated in their activity, less amateurish, in his words. The groups are using explosive devices in combination with more sophisticated tactical moves. General Abizaid also explained how it is that the Army's 3rd Infantry Division will not be sent home just yet, in spite of an announcement to that effect about 2 weeks ago. Around that time, Abizaid said, he met with Paul Bremer, the U.S. administrator of Iraq, and Lieutenant General Ricardo Sanchez, the commander of U.S. forces inside Iraq, and concluded that the time was not right to start sending troops home without other troops lined up to replace them.
The three of us conveyed to the secretary that it would not be prudent, in our estimation, to bring force levels down below the 6th Division plus equivalents that were in the country.
Abizaid did say he believes the soldiers of the 3rd Infantry Division will be at least on their way home by September. He admonished soldiers who have told reporters in Iraq that they're becoming so frustrated by the conditions there that they no longer care about what they're doing. But he said he recognizes that troops in Iraq may be having some morale problems.
What we do about it is we improve their quality of life, and we ensure that they know when they're going home, and we make sure they understand why they're fighting.
Abizaid emphasized, as have other U.S. commanders, that the war in Iraq is not over. The latest evidence? Just today, someone fired a surface-to-air missile at a U.S. military cargo plane landing in Baghdad. The missile did not hit. But Abizaid said it's not the first time a U.S. aircrew in Iraq has found itself targeted.
As a matter of fact, I was on the deck of a C-130 the other day, and we had a missile warning, and the guy made a hard right bank, and we fired off all of our flares. And, you know, we looked out there, and these were guys from the Oklahoma National Guard, and they actually thought it was fun. I was terrified.
Army General John Abizaid, barely a week into his new job as head of the U.S. military's Central Command. Tom Gelton, NPR News, The Pentagon.